Welcome to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Laurel Rutledge, your Chief Navigation Officer. I started this podcast because I wanted to talk to you about the things that aren't said about leadership and business, about what happens when you make plans but also make room for the unexpected, about the power of aligning your words with your actions. And I started it because I believe in the power of you. So if you're looking for a place that will challenge your perspectives while lifting you up, welcome. If you're looking for a place where facts and the truth still matter, welcome. If you're looking for a place where the host isn't afraid of calling out her own issues, not just yours, welcome. If you're looking for a place to just be, welcome. I thank you for being here, and I look forward to getting to know you. On this week's episode of The Rutledge Perspective, we're talking data. And I want you to hang with me, because a lot of times when we say data, then people's minds just clog over. But this is important, especially if you're running a business. Most of the time when people are talking about data, especially in the entrepreneurial space, and especially in this era of social media, it is how many followers do you have? What is the click rate on your emails? It's that kind of external information around measuring activity that we focus on. And the other side of the coin is, are you looking at your numbers? Do you look at your numbers every day? Do you understand what's going on in your business financially? And that's fantastic because we need both of those things. But here's the other thing about data that I want us to be mindful of, and I want you to think about as you're beginning to move through your business over this next year, because we're now in the third month of the quarter, is data is great information, but the power of data is the insight that's gathered through the information. This really came up this week. I had the chance to hang out with a really great client of mine, and we were looking at some org structure pieces. And one of the things I asked them to bring in is, what does a normal workload look like? What does a normal work week look like if you're talking about this particular industry that you're in? What does the role look like in terms of the capacity and the expectations of the role? And then once we have that information, we can gather insight from that information and make a decision around what the organization structure should look like. And all of that is tied to the overarching strategy of the kind of business you're trying to build. So the data, here's the strategy, including the markets we want to go after, the percentage in each piece of the market, et cetera, et cetera. The number of people we have now versus the number of people we think we want. What the expectations are of the role and what the expectations are of the load of the work. So that was the data that we had. Then we started talking about, okay, if this is the data, what insight does that give us around being able to form actions? So in looking at the data, nope, we confirmed these are the markets. And here's what's happening in the market that is driving us to have this percentage for our income lanes. Great insight. We are confirmed. This is where we want to go. This is what the workload looks like. Okay, well, let's step back. Is that the workload based on individuals that are in the organization right now? Or is that workload based on the expectations of the role? Because the other piece, and we'll talk about this at a later date, is when you're talking about your organization structure tied to your business structure, you cannot think about the people first. Don't think about the folks you got in your organization now. What is the organization structure needed in order to support this, the objectives of the business? So you go there first, mission first. People always, but you don't think about the names. You're thinking about what are the expectations of the work that needs to be done. So we gathered that, got really clear on what needed to happen. And then we started talking about, okay, well, if this is what we need, then where do we need to go and what actions do we need to take to make this org happen, which is going to make us more successful or more likely to be successful in achieving these market objectives. And here's the power in that. What that enables us to do is take information that we've gathered, understand what that information is telling us, and determine if there's additional information that we actually need that is going to be able to form the right actions for us to take to get to the objectives, right? The whole thing is based on what are you trying to make happen? I'll give you another example. And this one, especially if you are looking at having a team or building a team. We had a situation where we knew in the organization I was in before I started my business, where we were going to face a retirement cliff. And everything that all the executives were talking about is we've got this retirement cliff coming. All this institutional knowledge is going to go away. We have to do something. What are you doing, HR? What are you doing to address this retirement cliff? Well, number one, the power of having an organization where your average tenure is 27 to 30 years is that you have lots of institutional knowledge. The downside of that is you have a lot of institutional knowledge and it can go at any time. And so instead of just reacting, I said, let's go see just how big this cliff is. Let's see what my organization looks like and where we might actually have pain points that we need to go after and what kind of things we need to put in place, because some of those are going to be easy to fill and some of them are not. So I had my organization, my team, go and pull data. Here's how many people we have in the organization as a whole. Here's how many we have by level. Here's how many we have by function. Here's how many we have by specialty. We got all of the data. And then we started to parse the data by, okay, if we have this many people at this level, how have we, on a trend perspective, how have we pushed people up through the organization, promoted them, moved them around, expanded their horizons so we knew that we had talent in the organization? At each level, what kind of attrition do we have? So I'm butting up the promotion against the attrition, right? I'm gathering insight from the information. And then I looked at, okay, here are all the people that have a higher likelihood of retiring in the next 18 to 24 months. Where are they? What positions are they in? And are these positions key positions or critical positions? And those are two different things. So once I got all of this information gathered, then I was able to go back to the executives and say, okay, here's where we are. One, yes, we might in fact have a retirement cliff. And in order for us to manage that, we're going to put this thing in place that is going to enable us to get some early warning signals, right? And we were able to do that and it went really well. Early warning signals about when people are going to retire. And we're going to make it something that is an incentive for them to let us know. We're going to make sure we're compliant in doing it, all the things. But that enabled us to then plan for those specific roles that we knew had a great deal of institutional knowledge and were going to be hard to find, right? Insight through information. I can find accountants. I can find marketing people. I can even find salespeople. Right? There are certain things that you can find. IT people, I can find them. There are transferable skills there that are much easier to get. And yes, the accountant may have been in healthcare and not in chemicals, but it's an accountant. That's going to work. And I can say that because I'm an accountant. But what's going to be harder for me to find is someone who is a PhD chemist that understands polymers, right? Or polyurethanes. That's going to be harder. And so my lane, right? My landing for getting someone not only identified, but building the relationship, figuring out where we're going to put them, making the offer, making sure that works, having the transition out of their current organization into our organization and all the things we had to go through, that was going to be a much longer time, had a much longer tail on it to fix, right, the problem of that person taking institutional knowledge. So instead of taking simple data that said, we got all of these people that are about to leave, we just need to start hiring. We got insight from the information that said, yes, we have this cliff that's coming. And in some of these cases, we can actually realign the work because it doesn't make sense that we have all of this right now. But in other situations, we're like, oh, we need to start today. Because whenever that person leaves, it's going to take a really long time to get somebody in because there's such special knowledge there. So I took the data, gathered insight that informed the action. So when you think about your businesses and you think about the information that you're getting and the data that you have, even if you are not a numbers person, you are a business owner, you are a department leader, you need to get real comfortable with your numbers. And what that means is, what am I trying to achieve and what information do I need in order to help me make a plan to achieve it? And once I understand what information I need, then I can go gather the data that's going to give me the information. And I can look at the insight from that data in a way that is objective and make objective decisions around action. Data is your friend. So after today, if you're listening to this podcast, I don't ever want you as a business owner to be able to say, oh, I just hate the data. I hate the numbers. I'm not a numbers person. You are a numbers person. You're running a business. A numbers person doesn't mean you have to be the accountant. A numbers person doesn't mean you have to be your tax person. A numbers person means I know what business I'm running. I know what markets I want to be in. I know what talent I need to make that happen, and I know where to get them. I know what it's going to cost me to do that in terms of time, energy, and resources, being money among those. I know the information that I need to make an informed decision for the business that I have spent my blood, sweat, and tears to build. Data is your friend. Data is a superpower. And the insight that you can gather from that data is a superpower. It is a thing that is going to inform your ability to move your business where you want to move it. So this week, I've got some questions for you to ask yourself. One, where am I trying to go? Mission first. What are those markets? What are those customers I'm trying to go after? What is that product that I'm trying to build? What is it that I'm trying to achieve? What is the mission? Then the second question is, what do I need to do to get that mission accomplished? And then three, given that I know what the mission is and what I need to do to get it accomplished, what data is going to tell me, one, that I made it, or two, give me early warning signals that I'm not even going to get there, and three, that I have the right skills and capabilities within my organization that are going to make it possible? Three questions, right? Where am I going? What is it going to take for me to get there? And who do I need to help me make it happen? And you're not going to be able to do that without getting real up close and personal with your data. It's a good thing. It's a great thing. And you probably know more about your data than you're even willing to acknowledge. It's not personal. It's not emotional. Data is just data. And that insight is going to take you to a whole different trajectory in getting your business where you want it to go. So this week, go look at your data. And I want you to send me a DM. When you started looking at your data, what insight did you gather that was a surprise to you? Where might it have changed what you thought you were going to do into what you absolutely now know what you're going to do? And let me know. Hit me up in my DMs on social or send me a note through email. You can get my contact information on laurelrutledge.com. Thank you so much for tuning into the Rutledge Perspective this week. It is a pleasure to have you here, and I do not take it for granted that you're spending some of your time with me. We will catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the Rutledge Perspective podcast. I hope this little podcast gave you a little bit of insight and gave you some information that you can take and use as you go forward. Please do me a favor and go out to your favorite podcast platform, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and give us a 5-star rating and a review. That just helps to get the podcast out to more people so we can make a bigger impact. And if there's a topic you'd like me to cover, shoot me a DM. You can connect with me on my website, laurelrutledge.com. As always, I appreciate your tuning in because I know you have a choice. Hope to see you again on another episode.